Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Am I speaking with Penny?
You're calling from what kind of research?
I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're a national public opinion firm. And today we're talking with people in California, and we'll just like ask you a few questions on a like confidential basis. So, am I speaking with Penny?
Yeah, you are.
All right, perfect. Thank you. So before we begin, could we just confirm that right now you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm at home.
All right, perfect. Thank you. So in which county in California do you currently live in?
Kings.
Kings? All right, thank you. So could you please tell me what your zip code is?
93212.
93212. All right, thank you. So now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. So in what year were you born in?
62.
1962.
So this has to do with voting.
Yes, it is a little bit. Well, actually, most of it is political, if I'm being completely honest with you.
So, I work for the Department of Corrections. Believe me, I can't wait to vote.
All right,
had
thank
enough.
You.
Believe me, a lot of us have had enough of California. I've had enough. I'm not even thinking of moving.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you so much for being excited for this. So do you happen to be of, like, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background? No. All right.
No.
So for statistical purposes, would you mind sharing your race?
White.
White? All right, thank you. What is the last grade of school you have completed?
College.
Would that be, like, some college or a bachelor's or, like, a
postgraduate? Some college.
Some college.
I have a license. I have a license for my job.
All right.
I had to go to college. I mean, did some college.
All right. So, if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
It depends on who's running.
All right. So, now what I'd like to
No, go ahead. It depends on who's running.
All right. Well, even though you said, like, it depends, who do you think you would lean towards voting then? For, like, would you lean towards voting for the Democratic candidate or lean towards the Republican candidate?
It all depends on who's running.
All right. Understandable.
It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or Republican. It depends on who's running.
Okay. Thank you. So now I'd like to
read you. You have to understand, I'm an independent. And I'm not happy with either side right now. So it all depends on who's running. And I do my homework before I vote.
All right. Thank you. So now I would like to read you a list of some different people who are active in politics here in California and nationally. And for each one, if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them, unfavorable opinion, no opinion, or have never heard of them. And the first one is Rudy Salas.
You know what? I have company here right now. How long is this going to take? Because I'm like...
Well, it's very fast, actually. It could take about 10 minutes maximum.
Yeah, I know
but
who Rudy is.
All right. So that's favorable?
Actually, I think, in my county. He's okay.
All right. All right. What about David Villadeo?
He's also in my county. I don't really know too much about him.
All right. So would that be no opinion then?
Yeah.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
No. If they don't get another Democratic person, yeah, no. I don't even care for Trump.
All right.
They have a good independent person, that's who I'm voting for. I don't care for half your Republican people, especially in these idiots in the Senate. And Newsom's just as bad. So that's what I mean. It doesn't matter. I don't care for a lot of them.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
No, I can tell you stories about her. No.
And what about Donald Trump?
If I had my choice between, if that's who I had choices between, I'd end up voting for him. Only if they didn't have somebody decent running. I will not vote for Biden.
He was horrible. So would you say you have a favorable opinion about him, about Donald Trump?
I don't care for him at all, and I think he should be in prison. Mm-hmm. I would prefer an independent person that's running in between.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some issues, and I would like if you could, like, after I tell you them, if you could consider any one or two issues that are so important that you would vote for or against the candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. And the list goes taxes, border security, healthcare, protecting democracy, the cost of mortgage or rent, abortion, Social Security and Medicare, inflation and the cost of
living. You
want to
drink before you leave?
No, I'm okay. I have a drink in my car.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Sorry, I got company.
I'll see you one last time just to give you those documents.
Okay. Okay. Right. Thank you. Bye.
I can read you the list again if you'd like.
I work for the state of California. Okay. So I don't care for Newsom at all. He's done a lot of shit here that I just don't care for. But, you know, all these the one thing I did like about Trump when he was president is that he had ICE working, and Newsom is something else. And unfortunately, I actually own my home, so the housing thingy doesn't really apply to me. Even though I would love to sell my house, yeah, I can get a lot for it, but I'm not going to pay what it's going to cost. The interest rates are just too crazy. There ain't no way. And I have a 3% interest rate on my house.
All right. So would you say it's just like, let's say, border security and inflation or the cost of living? Would you say those two are like top issues?
That and in the immigration stuff.
Mm-hmm. So border security? Like I'm illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, could you please tell me how interested you are in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
What, for me voting?
Mm-hmm.
I vote every year. I always vote.
All right, but kind of like on a scale of 1 to 10, how interested are you, kind of like, in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices?
Oh, I'm at a 10.
All right.
Yeah.
10 being very interested.
Yeah, okay. I keep close eye on everything.
All right, thank you. So if the election for President were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Between Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party candidate, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's independent.
Robert,
all right. So, well, I know you prefer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. If it was only between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who would you vote for?
Trump,
all right. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote for? Between Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Trump. I can tell you stories about her being, when she was governor here, she has no business being where she's at.
All right. Thank you. So if elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Between Adam Schiff, Democrat, or Steve Garvey, the Republican?
Well, Adam Schiff, I don't really care for. Steve Garvey's running? Steve, the baseball player.
Oh,
that has
me. Mm-hmm.
You said Steve Garvey, right?
Yes, Steve Garvey. And if I'm being completely honest, I'm not really sure which Steve Garvey it is.
Because if it's Steve Garvey, the ex-baseball player, and he's probably around my age, he's up there in age, he's not young, no way in hell I'd vote for him. No.
All right. So would you say you would vote for Adam Schiff?
Yeah, probably. If
All right, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote for? Between Rudy Salas, the Democrat, and David Villadeo, the Republican?
You know what? I wish I could vote for Mike Bordeaux, because I know he was running. Is that who I would put my name in for? But between the Villadeo and the other guy, I would go with Salas.
All right, probably or definitely vote for Villadeo.
I wouldn't vote for Villadeo. I don't care for him.
All right, but you said, like, if you had to choose between, like, both of them, you would probably vote for Billy Deo?
Salas.
Oh, sorry, Salas. All right, so probably Salas or definitely Salas?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Definitely, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you some information that you might hear about David Oladeo. And after I read your statement, if you could please tell me if this makes you much more likely to want to support him, or somewhat more likely, or less likely, or this makes, like, absolutely no
difference. You know what? I could care less. I wish I was able to get in the other thing, because I don't really care for either of them, and sometimes if I don't want to vote for somebody, I just leave it blank.
I don't always vote.
So I'm undecided. But Rudy Salas, he's Kings County, right?
If I'm being completely honest, I'm not very aware.
I think Rudy Salas has done more for Kings County than Valadeo, so it would be Salas. Definitely not Valadeo. I could care less about him.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I do have to read, like, a few just brief statements about him. But the thing is, you can completely just put that you have, like it makes no difference for you, or, like, less likely or much more likely. Because they go by pretty fast. So the first one is, as a dairy farmer himself, David Oladeo understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Oladeo supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. So would you say this makes
you... hasn't done shit. No. You know what? It's funny, you vote for people, they say they do this, and they say they do that, and then they turn around, they don't do shit. Nothing. Like Newsom, I can't stand him. I wish they would impeach him. And this time when they impeach him, they need to have only one or two people to vote for him to vote against, not 30 people on a freaking ballot. Otherwise, he wouldn't be in office right now. He's horrible. Look what he's done to California. He's killed California. He's ruined freaking San Francisco. So I don't care for him. And I work for the Department of Corrections, and I see all this crime, all these killings. For what? Because you want to release everybody out of prison early. And then all these innocent people end up dead. So, yeah, I do my homework. Like I said, I work for the Department of Corrections. I'm in law enforcement. I know what goes on. And people claim they want to do stuff. And between Biden and Trump, Trump's the only one that had ICE. We had ICE coming to work and picking up people that shouldn't be here. Biden's done shit. And Harris, bye. She's horrible. I would not ever vote for her. Ever.
All right. Thank you. So just based on that statement I did tell you about David Oladeo, would you say this makes you less likely to support him then, or does it make no difference?
I don't support him at all.
All
right.
So
I don't care for him. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter. I don't support him whatsoever.
Right.
He's been involved in whatever, and I don't care for him.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So the next one is, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will only cost the average family over $11,000 a year or more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Oladeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that has helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Oladeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Does this make, like, no difference to you?
I haven't seen any of it. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's cost of living here is crazy. And a lot of people that I work with that are retiring are moving to Idaho. And you know what? I'm actually considering moving out of California myself. It's that bad.
Okay. So would you say it would make, like, no difference to you then?
I'm sorry, what?
So would you say that it makes no difference to you then? Because, like, you're not going to vote for him, so, like, no difference.
You know what? People talk, but I haven't seen anybody do anything. Look at Newsom. You know, and he's the one upping the tax, and he's the one. I work in, yeah.
All right, understandable. Yeah, so the next one is, David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education and funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you something you probably don't know. Do you know how California has, you can buy lottery tickets? The lottery?
I do believe. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been around the lottery since it first started, and you know what that lottery is supposed to go towards? The money?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's supposed to go towards funding our schools and stuff that you're talking about. That money is supposed to be already going towards schools to fund the schools and all that stuff. So my question is, what happened to all the money that people spend on the lottery that's supposed to be going to the schools? Because that's why they started it in the beginning. So who's robbing Paul to pay Peter? So how can you say you do things for schools? What did you do with the money that's the reason why the lottery got started in the first place.
All
for
right.
School, to support our schools, right? And that's what I'm saying. I bet you didn't know that. But
I did not
you
know
should,
that.
We already have money going there. You know what I mean? So what's going on with the money from the lottery when it's supposed to have been going to the schools so much and so much to fix our roads? So much
all
of
right.
that. See what I mean? Everybody keeps talking and they say they're doing this. But we already had something in place to do this when it started in 1985. What happened to that money? Because that's where the money's supposed to be going to.
All right, understandable.
That's why I said I bet you didn't know. You had no idea. Yeah, because I've been around the lottery since I was a manager. And I actually was part of that beginning when it first started. That's why I'm like, what happened to all this money? That money's supposed to support the kids at the school. So why are you going to say that you're going to support kids when that money's already there for them unless I'm pretty done with California and the bullshit. Pretty
okay.
done.
Understandable.
And I've lived here a long time.
All right. So the next
I don't need to give you an earful, but I don't care for any of them. I think they need to get rid of everybody. And those freaking Republicans, some of them are idiots. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene, all that, all those people, freaking morons. I think they should get rid of all of those people and replace. Government was meant to help the people, and nobody wants to help the people. If you want people, you know, it's supposed to be we the people. And before making changes to government and doing whatever the hell you think you're supposed to do, we the people should be voting on everything, and not just you make a choice,
all
like
right.
Donald Trump.
All right.
You know, I would prefer an independent person, independent.
All right. Thank you. Well, and the next statement is, David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improving to military family children in schools, and support for military members buying a home. Does this make no difference to you? Or somewhat more likely, or less likely, or much more likely to...
Anything that has to do with him, I really don't.
All right.
No, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay. David Valadao is
he's not the one doing any. But see,
right.
I'm going to have the same opinion about everything. I don't care for him. I think they need to get rid of all of them.
All right.
He
well,
wants to
I,
fight
and
he wants to do everything. Well, where's the... I haven't seen anything. Nothing.
Oh. All right. Well, I totally understand that you want to put, like, no difference for, like, the rest of them. I totally get it. But I can't kind of, like, do it without asking you the kind of statements first, because then that would be, like, kind of fraud. But there's only three left.